Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Iraq foreign minister tells UN to leave ground combat to Iraqi forces and Ebola lockdown imposed in Sierra Leone. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Iraq's foreign minister said on Friday that his country must lead the fight against Islamic State militants within its borders, but encouraged a continued air campaign from international allies. Addressing the United Nations Security Council in New York with an audience of key anti-Islamic State coalition leaders, including the U.S., Ibrahim al-Jafari said his country should shoulder the burden of ground combat. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke with al-Jafari, reiterating the message from Washington that the defeat of the extremist group in Iraq and Syria, also known as ISIL, requires an international effort. The streets of Sierra Leone's capital were mostly empty Friday as the nation began a three-day lockdown to find hidden Ebola cases and stop the spread of the deadly disease. Tens of thousands of health workers are going door-to-door in the West African country, informing people how to avoid Ebola and asking suspected Ebola patients to come to treatment centers. The virus has killed more than 2,600 people across West Africa this year. Participants in Ukrainian peace talks have agreed to create a buffer zone to separate Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian separatists. Officials at the talks today say the two sides agreed to move artillery on the front line to create a buffer zone 30 kilometers wide. The third round of talks in Minsk were attended by Ukraine's former president and several officials of the rebels' self-declared People's Republic. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's delighted with the results of Scotland's referendum on independence as the majority of Scots voted to stay in the Union. Marianne Brown reports from Edinburgh.
It was a sleepless night for many across Scotland as the results of the referendum on independence slowly trickled in early Friday. A no vote was expected early on, as several constituencies predicted to turn up a yes majority instead delivered support for the Union. At 7 a.m. in London, David Cameron said it was a clear result in favour of no.
So there can be no disputes, no reruns. We have heard the settled will of the Scottish people. Scotland voted for a stronger Scottish Parliament backed by the strength and security of the United Kingdom. And I want to congratulate the no campaign for that, for showing people that our nations really are better together.
This is Marianne Brown for VOA News in Edinburgh.
The share price for China's huge e-commerce company Alibaba soared 38% in the first day of trading Friday on the New York Stock Exchange. The first trades were made at $92.70 a share and climbed to nearly $100 a share, but eased downward a bit under $94 at the close. The initial offering price was $68 a share, making it one of the biggest IPOs in history. Some of Alibaba's customers rang the bell at the beginning of trading on the New York Stock Exchange, but the shares did not actually begin trading until a couple hours later as buyers and sellers maneuvered to get their best price. Alibaba is China's leading e-commerce company and operates the world's largest online marketplaces for both international and domestic trade. The initial public offering involved some 368 million shares using the ticker symbol BABA. Turkey's prime minister says 49 Turkish hostages seized by Islamic State militants in Iraq in June have been freed and have arrived safely in Turkey. The hostages, including diplomats, soldiers, and children, were kidnapped from Turkey's consulate in Mosul on June 11th. A new campaign in the United States to raise awareness about sexual assault kicked off Friday with a boost from President Barack Obama, who emphasized individual responsibility in preventing the crime on college campuses. An estimated 1 in 5 college women in the U.S. are sexual assault victims. And witnesses say much of the White House was evacuated by Secret Service agents Friday night after an intruder jumped the fence. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Russian we say «Лучшая музыка, музыкальный микс, голоса Америки».
Everybody says «The world's best variety, VOA music mix».
Well, they're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent to them. Amen. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. Oh, no. What you represent to them is freedom. What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Mary Weiss of the Shangri-Las, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the best we see.
That's when I fell for leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said he came from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he came from the wrong side of town?
They told me he was bad. I knew he was sad. That's why I fell for the leader of the pack.
Tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
I felt so helpless, what could I do?
Of course, Born to Be Wild would become the signature song of Easy Rider. The great Steppenwolf, John Kay, Rushton Moreau, Michael Monarch, Goldie McJohn, and Jerry Edmondson. One of the most perfect hit singles in history. This superb production by Gabriel Mechler, Bill Cooper Engineering, written by Mars Bonfire. Every instrument playing the perfect part, the perfect tone. The heaviest guitar tone maybe ever in a top 40 hit single. It had already peaked and come and gone and was brought back for Easy Rider, which at the time seemed weird. Now, of course, no one will remember that. Spanish Boots, the amazing Jeff Beck Group. Those first two records among the greatest ever made. Go get them immediately. Truth and Becola. They supposedly went into this second record, early 69, without one single song. Wrote them on the spot, did a couple of Elvis Presley covers, and just an extraordinary album. Ronnie Wood playing bass in this group, co-writing that one with Jeff and Rod Stewart. Mickey Most producing. Drum change for the second record from Mickey Waller to Tony Newman, and of course, a great Nicky Hopkins.
Would You Fight For My Love, brand new from Jack White. The album is Lazaretto. Get it from thirdmanrecords.com.
You better play Leader of the Pack if you're doing a biker show, right? One of the very, very few top 10 smashes that were dedicated to an outlaw motorcycle cat. The great Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich, and producer George Shadow Morton, co-writing that one. Come on back for the coolest song in the world this week. You're gonna dig it.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
Coolest song in the world this week comes from Gainesville, Florida, via L.A. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Used to be Marlon Brando, but he did a moon picture about sickles. He made them sickle guys to be bad guys, so he ain't my idol no more. You are. I could teach you how to sickle.
Well, thanks, but...
Not too close, sugar. He's a carrier.
Some not for children. This picture is not for the squeamish. This picture is not for those who think that all women sit by the fireplace knitting socks.
She's a queen, a criminal, a snake. St. Valentine burned at the stake. A bloody lamb, radiation blues. Sweet death is quick, but no, not you. You dig it when I suffer. 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 Staple of my insides, honey. Metallic.
Mark Lindsay, former lead singer from Paul Revere and the Raiders, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. I'm hungry for it, baby. I can almost taste it.
Do you got this need to know what I'm all about? Well, there's something that you dig you can't figure out. Well, now you wanna know what moves my soul and what ticks inside of my brain. Well, I've got this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane. I can't take it. Ow! Because I'm hungry for those good things, baby. Hungry, few and true. I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby. You. I could almost taste it, baby, and it's sweet as wine. It's a custom tailored world that I wanna own someday. With a special place up high, we can stay alone, you and me. Girl, I'm gonna have it all someday. You just hang on to my hand. If I break some rules along the way, girl, you gotta understand. It's my way of getting what I want now, 'cause I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry for those good things, baby. I'm hungry to and true. Well, I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby. A real fine girl like you. I can almost taste it now. Oh, it's sweet as wine.
started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Forgotten Man, brand new from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, their 13th album, Hypnotic Eye, on Reprise, Frank Sinatra's label, where it belongs. Tom wrote it and produced it with Mike Campbell and Ryan Ulyate. Ryan Ulyate. Sorry, Ryan. We will try and figure out how to pronounce your name. You did a wonderful job here. Tom, of course, joined by Mikey Campbell on lead guitar, Scott Thurston rhythm guitar, Ben Montench. Hiya, Benny. How are you? On various keyboards. Ron Blair on bass guitar and Steve Ferroni playing the drums. Always good having some new Heartbreakers. Forgotten Man, one of many cool songs on this album, which we highly recommend you download. What are we going to do? Highly recommend that you stream? That just doesn't quite, you know. Run right out and stream this. Or I guess just stay where you are. And, you know, look, the main thing is, when Tom comes to town, go out and see him play live. Because that's what rock and roll is all about. The record is the script, but the movie is live. The theater, the production is live. The show is live, you know? The TV show is live. That's the main thing. How you get the record, steal it, buy it, whatever. But go see them live. You know what I'm saying? Big man in town, the Four Seasons. Like Johnny Strabler. And that was Marlon Brando's character. You know, very influential, by the way, in a million ways, including Elvis Presley would totally impersonate him constantly, but certainly in Jailhouse Rock. James Dean would buy the same motorcycle Brando used. But the greatest tribute of all, we must mention, of course, Eric Von Zipper, the great Harvey Lembeck in the Beach movies. St. Valentine was John and Brittany. The new EP is Stories to Be Told. Will be coming shortly. John and Brittany writing and producing. Get it from johnbrittany.com. The great Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil wrote Hungry for Paul Revere and the Raiders. Well, they grabbed it anyway. Terry Melcher, Doris Day's son, one of the great L.A. producers between the Raiders and the Birds, forget it. Mark Lindsay, another underrated, fantastic singer. And Aerosmith, back with Jack Douglas at the moment. Jack did Sick as a Dog. And I don't know, that just felt like a biker song. It's called Motor Psycho Nightmare Baby. We're having some fun with it. And we got some very significant loose ends to talk about when we come back.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Yeah, baby, you're back in the Underground Garage, and we feel obligated to mention, although it wasn't a biker flick, one of the great moments for motorcycles in cinema history. Was Steve McQueen seen in The Great Escape? If you've never seen The Great Escape, you should rent it or buy it. Absolute classic. It was based on a true story and had a hell of a cast, may I say. Steve McQueen, James Garner, Richard Attenborough, Charles Bronson, James Coburn. Come on, baby. And Elmer Bernstein did the music, which you're hearing right now. John Sturges directing and producing. And Steve McQueen did the entire scene except the actual jump over the barbed wire. That's when the insurance company said, you know what, enough's enough. But they let him get away with a lot. All that other stuff is really him on the bike. You know, so there's some others, you know, that we should mention. I mean, Hell's Angels on Wheels moved Jack Nicholson into a more lead role.
And by the way, for both Hells Angels on Wheels and Easy Rider, the go-to cat for cinematography was Laszlo Kovac, the only cat who could balance a camera, well, on the back of a bike. Yeah, Jack played the poet. Remember that one? And you know how we are. We can't do a show without wandering into the kitschy, campy, cool area. For that, we go straight to CC and Company. Any movie with Anne Margaret in it, okay, is cool, first of all. But Anne Margaret and Joe Namath, I mean, come on. You don't get no kitschier, campier, cooler than that. Written by Roger Smith, by the way. Who was married to Anne Margaret, right? And one more mention, and one more honorable mention should go to Knight Riders. One of the very few times George Romero worked with live actors. It's Knight Riders with a K, and starred Ed Harris. And it's about a traveling group of, you know, circus performers that do jousts on motorcycles. Yeah, you know, put on your iPad, and next time you fly to China, you'll thank me.
I understand you two are contemplating a blitz out.
Where'd you hear that, sir?
McDonald, it's Mac's job to know everything that goes on.
Well, what sort of blitz were you contemplating?
Well, we sneak out at night to a spot I found near the wire, a blind spot. Then we dig straight down 3 feet, take the dirt, spread it on top so it won't make a pile, and then straight out. I is here as a tunnel man, so he digs in front, pushes the dirt behind him, and I stash it behind me. And then we just burrow right through the dirt like a couple of moles. And then by dawn, we're under the wire, across the open space, into the woods, and gone.
Hilt, how do you breathe?
Well, we got a steel rod with hinges on it, and we shove it up and make air holes as we go along.
Why didn't anybody think of that before? It's so stupid, it's positively brilliant.
Well, I went to bed in Memphis and I woke up in Hollywood. I got a quarter in my pocket and I'd call you if I could, but I don't know why I got a lie. I wanna rock and roll this party, I still wanna have some fun. I wanna leave you feeling breathless, show you how the West was won, but I got a lie. No one, baby, that was yesterday. I'm an all-American rebel, making my big getaway. Yeah, you know it's time, I gotta fly.
Like Steve McQueen, all I need's a fast machine, and I'm gonna make it alive. Like Steve.
Show me on my cell phone. You can page me all night long, but you won't catch this free bird. I'll already be long gone.
Like Steve McQueen, all we need's a fast machine, and we're gonna make it alive. Like Steve McQueen, underneath your radar screen.
Tonight,
oh, Steve McQueen, are we?
Supernura and jump right in it. Hey girl, I got my chariot running. Are you going my way? Tell me that you're coming. Shout if you wanna shout. Are you in or are you out? Do you wanna?
Whiskey.
I begged him not to drag anymore, but he sped off in a roar. I knew he'd head for Dead Man's Curve, just to prove he had the nerve.
Don't drag no more,
baby, please.
Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more. Don't drag no more.
I'm so afraid when you go to the but think this may be your last trip. Dragging me so much too.
Southward as she travels south. Dirty on her Harley, but her nails are clean. Superpowers deflowered over 18 Irene. Sent her in the bed with her tattoos and her chains. Wrap around her body, they're written all her names. The prison she's been in, and lovers she has seen. Good women bumping, riding motorcycle Irene. Grind around like hamburger, laying in a splat. Tis Irene as she and I see, pieces crumpled flat. Her feet were in the bushes, her toes were in her hat. Start waving an unshaven motorcycle Irene. The hunchback, the cripple, horseman and the fool. Bell books and candles and carpet clothes and rules. No more answers, breaking all the rules. The stark naked, unsacred motorcycle Irene.
Started that set with a little tribute to Steve McQueen, one of the titles of one of his films, The Hunter, written by Booker T and the MGs for Albert King, and then covered by, like, everybody. One of the coolest versions is Free. Paul Rodgers would actually do another great version of it as a solo record, which we almost played. Did it with Slash, actually. But we had to come back to Free. Paul Kossoff, John Rabbit Bundrick, who would spend many years with The Who, Tetsu Yamauchi, who was a face, and the great Simon Kirk on drums, and then Steve McQueen himself from Sheryl Crow. The album was Come On, Come On, 2002. She co-wrote it with John Shanks, who also produced it. It's cool having songs named after you. So Easy Rider from the Bayonets. They finally put out the album, Crash Boom Bang. Go get it, because it's obviously full of hits. Hits in our sense of the word. 30 years ago, it would have been full of hits. In the parallel universe where we live, it's full of hits. We don't care about that stupid reality stuff. Get it from thebayonets.com.
Tweet you in there a little cautionary tale from Susan Lynn, written by the Woodstockian Artie Kornfeld. Yeah, he wasn't just a rock festival history making promoter. He's a very cool writer and producer. Don't Drag No More, 1964. And the divine Skip Spence, Motorcycle Irene, and the great Moby Grape from Wow, 1968. All right, blues, kickstart that baby. We out of here.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipefitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from
Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs, and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel, that voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Go fuck the Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.